This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It is a bright, bright, sunshiny day outside here for hump day. Gonna be another hot one. If you thought yesterday was bad, you know, it's going to be like that. If you thought yesterday was good, it's going to be like that. It'll be great. You guys get your pool yet, DeJesus?
Benicia?
Yeah, out there
no,
in Benicia.
We haven't.
Do you think you hit triple digits yesterday, or did you think it was?
I don't think so. I think it was in the mid-90s. So.
Do you order that trough, though, that you're going to get?
My dad and I are looking into it, so.
Oh. Yeah. It's a negotiation. Got to figure out where you're going
to
put it.
Yeah, he's not against it, but we just have to figure out where we're going to put it exactly. So he's looking into it. And then he actually showed me that one of his friends in Southern California has one. And they put, like, one of those noodle things that they...
pool noodles. Well,
like
yeah.
A float?
Yeah, yeah sure. They cut those up and put it on the rim so it's, like, soft.
Oh, nice.
Oh, that's a great idea.
Yeah, so we're thinking about it.
Well, that'll be fun.
Yeah, it'll be a fun project.
Yeah, and then you get to sit in a pool afterward.
Yeah.
Who isn't looking for yard chores these days? I mean,
I don't know if it was heat related, but we lost power last night.
Oh, really?
I want to say it was around between 7 and 8.
Well, did a line come down or something?
I don't know. We don't know. We lost our whole neighborhood lost power for 30 minutes. But it was one of those things where I was in the middle. I took a bath duty last night and was in the middle of that as the power went out and was just like, oh, no. You know that feeling when you go, oh, I did not need this right now.
There's so many things we don't need right now.
Right. But it was just one of those like, oh, God, I don't even know where to begin. Is that a fuse? Is that the neighborhood?
Right.
So luckily I walked out into the front area after getting the youngest one out of the water, and my neighbors were out, and they were all like, yeah, we're out too. So
it's nice to not be alone in trouble like that.
I said
that
to them.
Okay,
oh, good.
Well. Yeah, exactly.
We all feel a lot better now.
And what's more fun than an adventure in a darkened bathroom? Hello.
So many things.
Oh, really? There's more fun things than that. I was thinking if I was a 6-year-old sitting in a tub, you know, and the lights went out and dad turned on like the light on his phone, I'd be like, oh, this is cool. This is so neat. That was crazy. You know, and then I suppose the novelty would wear off and I'd be bummed.
Right.
Does this mean there's no light in my room tonight? Oh, no. All right. It's time for Celebrity Trash, brought to you by the Vin Hassan Instagram page. Don't forget to catch Vinny's side piece tomorrow night on Alt-105. Hello there, hottie. It's harder. She's a classic. Talking about music, guys.
Right. It's going to be fun. Check me out tomorrow night.
You got
Alt
that
105,
whole...
7-8.
Yeah, I like that.
I do
that.
Like that, yes. Yeah. The answer's yes.
So you must already have the list prepared for this week. I know you guys work on that all.
I don't have
you
the...
You cut it today or what?
I will. I don't have the finalized version sent through the multiple hands that have to double check it, but I will probably within the next couple hours and... I'll get to that this afternoon.
Well, if there's a song you want to hear, and particularly, yep, the clown car is here to help you with your... it's not the process you might think.
Well,
if you want to make a request, you can send it a DM Vinny at Vin Hassan on Instagram.
Thank you.
All right, let's begin with His Holiness, the Dalai Lama. That's right.
Okay.
That's where we're starting.
I read a book by him. He's excellent.
What's the name of the book?
Art of Happiness.
Yeah. How? And
I believe that's the name of the book. If I'm wrong, correct me on text, and I'll take it back. But I believe that was it.
So the Dalai Lama, I was reading about him a little bit this morning because, you know, I knew he was a Buddhist guy. I just didn't know exactly. I just don't. It turns out I'm ignorant about a lot
Bryn's
of things.
Bryn's Buddhist, right, Bryn?
My family is, yes. And I consider myself kind of just born into it.
So he is the leader and spiritual and otherwise. He's the head of state and spiritual leader of the Tibetan government in exile based in India. Tibetans believe him to be the reincarnation of his predecessors. And the deal is, I guess it took them about 4 years to find this Dalai Lama. Because as the legend goes, the Dalai Lama chooses a child to reincarnate himself in. And that person is found. So this same guy in spirit form has been the leader since, you know, the 13th century or something crazy like that. His holiness, his physical body's birthday is on July 6th. That's his 85th birthday.
They call him here the 14th Dalai Lama. Did you say that?
I didn't say that, but I wonder if I might have had the centuries mixed up, like, because 14 lifetimes in a row doesn't necessarily take us back to the 13th century, so I may have confused those things. But the idea is that he's the same soul in different bodies. And I don't know what the process is for how do they find this guy. And the person doesn't have to be necessarily Tibetan. But this Dalai Lama has said something like, if China tells you they know who the new Dalai Lama is, don't believe them. You know, they have their problem. Tibet has its, as you may be aware, has its problems with China.
Sure.
He has released a debut album, or he is releasing it on his birthday. So it commemorates his 85th birthday. It includes chants and teachings. It's called Inner World. And it's got him reciting mantras and prayers over a musical background. And we actually have one of the tracks from this. It's called Compassion. It's a famous Buddhist prayer, apparently. Were you familiar with this, Bryn, when you listened to it?
No, I'm not. But you weren't. You know, my dad does chant stuff, and I don't understand any of it, so I wouldn't really recognize, you know.
Is he pretty devout? Like, what does it take to be a Buddhist? Like, does he have to pray several times a day, or, you know, I don't know anything about Buddhism.
He kind of goes in and out of, like, his sometimes he's super intense and he's all about it, and other times I don't see him praying. Or he has these beads, I don't know if you call them beads, but, you know, the little necklaces, all little balls.
Yeah, they're prayer beads.
Yeah, and goes through one at a time and kind of chants certain things, but I don't know what he's saying, so it's hard. There's a lot that I don't know. I need to learn about it. I've asked him before and he's explained it, and it's way more than I can comprehend.
Yeah.
I don't recognize this this chant, but
all right. Well, it's a prayer called the song is called Compassion. I don't know if that's the name of the Buddhist prayer, but it's apparently a famous Buddhist prayer, and here is what the Dalai there's a little taste of the Dalai Lama's debut album.
Om mani padme hum. Om mani padme hum. Om mani padme hum.
I wonder if this will be like a big deal in it sounds like yoga music, you know what I mean? Like when you go to a yoga class, it's that kind of thing. I wonder if this will be like a big hit there. I can see people going for this, you know.
Absolutely, yeah. Very meditative.
Yeah. The whole experience is what the teachers are trying to produce, so I would imagine this would help bring that spirituality out of your yoga classes, right?
Well, and there's definitely that element in yoga classes. All about your breath and your chakras. I wonder if there'll be like interpretations on the, I guess you'd have to, I was going to say liner notes. I just don't know that people buy physical records anymore. I wonder if you'll be able to look up all the meanings and translations and stuff. Probably, right?
Oh, the internet is
It's very helpful.
Very useful.
Okay, let's talk about Metallica.
It's weird. I watched on TV just last night, kind of before bed, actually, the making of the Black Album. I watch those like crazy on Access TV. It's AXS, mm-hmm. I believe. But they do a lot of making of and then insert any album that you can think of. Judas
sort of
Priest.
Like a there's documentary
Motor.
On the
yeah,
making
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Of-
and it's an hour show that's put together about the making of the album. So I just watched them last night. Go on. What else? What do they have to say?
So strictly speaking, this isn't a story about Metallica. It's more a story about a fan of Metallica and artificial intelligence. You All tell right. me what you think. There's a YouTuber, one of those guys. I don't know how popular he is. I don't know if he's like some famous YouTuber. They just say a YouTuber. Aren't we all YouTubers in a way?
No.
You've never put up a video to YouTube in your life?
Well, our show has for sure. So, I mean, I would, but no, I haven't.
Oh, I put up YouTubes. A YouTuber fed all of Metallica's lyrics into an AI bot of some kind and said, write me a new Metallica song. And this AI, I don't know, this algorithm, whatever this thing is, came up with a song called Deliverance Rides.
All right.
And the words, it's not that the words make a lot of sense, but thematically, obviously, they're in the Metallica wheelhouse. They're, you know, all a mix up of their other of the other songs, other lyrics they've written. So some of the lyrics in this song include beaten down and destroy, dead sure she'll never betray you. Hell is the one who waits for you. Now I roam the world alone. So, and it goes on. And the more I read it, the more I'm like, that does sound like a Metallica song.
But it doesn't make sense.
It doesn't have to, does it?
I don't know. Okay.
Here's the chorus. Right. You ready? The chorus goes, sure. I'm the sun. I'm insane. Yes, she'll never love. Never me. So let it be. Obey your eyes. Death. Deliverance rides. Hey, hey. And the guy set it to music. And even put a video together for it, because of course he did. He's a YouTuber.
Right.
So here is a Metallica song written by an AI. I wonder if Metallica has thoughts on this. Yeah.
So that guy did an impression of James Hetfield. Is that what you're saying?
It sounds like it. I don't know. You All know, right. when they show the video, it's actually Metallica just sort of chopped together to make this video.
Okay.
So I don't know if he recorded the song. And again, he's a YouTuber. And I'm not sure what his level of YouTube fame is or if he's known for doing this stuff. But he took an AI and made us a new Metallica song.
One of the neat things in this hour-long making of the Black Album, which is, if you don't know it, it's Metallica's biggest album. It's
Enter Sandman's on there,
yeah,
right?
It broke them through to a new audience that they'd never, ever thought they'd get to. But one of the neat things is in the studio, one of the songs on the album was initially just James scatting over the top of it. And he's got the melody. You can hear that it's the song that it becomes, but there's no words. And so the song's done, and now he has to go sit down and put words to the sounds they've made. And I just find that riveting. I don't know.
Well, you love songwriting and the whole mechanics behind it.
I love art. You comment
on it a lot, yeah.
I love art, and I love creative people, and I love understanding their process. And the idea that song was done with him going shoo-ba-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo, and they were even joking like, "What's all this doo-doo-doo stuff?" But that was the song, and then it later became, and it, you know, it's neat. I like.
Is it a song that you know?
It's on
you
the album. Yeah, absolutely. Oh. I don't remember the title of the song because it was an hour long show.
That's
and
funny.
I
know it's.
It's.
I always wonder
once,
like,
but
what comes first? Like, did someone like say, "Oh, I just wrote a nice poem. Let's set it to music," or is it the lick that comes up and then the singer sort of figures out like how this will go, how this will sound, and then you got to come up with some kind of badass sound and lyrics. And
right.
Anyway, that's turns out a computer can write a Metallica song. Are you a Bill and Ted fan?
I'm not. I've never seen it.
Oh, God. You got to go back and watch it. I'm trying to think if it would be okay for your kids to watch it. Oh, boy. There's something going. I hear the police. Oh.
Yeah, I hear them, too.
Is that in downtown? Or am I?
Are they coming
over
for all of us or what?
Apparently, they're rounding us up this
and
morning.
Everyone went. I hear them too. I'm like,
where's that coming from?
I heard it, but it's not. It's definitely not here.
Oh,
all right.
It sounded like it was right here, but I don't know. Anyway, back to Bill and Ted. I love Bill and Ted. I love The Excellent Adventure. I love The Bogus Journey. And I figured, you know, now that I don't know how many years have gone by, 30. I don't know when the first movie came out. But there is a third Bill and Ted movie, and the trailer has been released. Oh. It's called Bill and Ted Face the Music, and it's Keanu Reeves and Alex Winter, who are Bill and Ted, still trying to craft the song that unites the world. They even travel to the future and meet super jacked prison versions of themselves. Was any of the trailer audio friendly enough that we could
play it?
Or do you want to? Okay, mm-hmm. You get a little clip for me?
Yes, serious.
25 years ago, you played a concert in front of the entire world. 1 month ago, you played in Barso, California for 40 people, most of whom were there for $2 taco night. Bill and Ted. What have you got to say for yourselves?
Be excellent to each other. And party on, dudes.
You can watch the whole trailer. I assume that's just a tiny piece of it. It came out yesterday. I will say this. I'm fully in. I'm in.
You are?
I love Bill and Ted.
All right.
Yesterday was June 9th, which is 6-9, which if you are a fan of Bill and Ted's original film, The Excellent Adventure, then you get it. There isn't a lot to get. It's 6-9. So clearly Tekashi 6-9 is a... Well,
they
who
like
doesn't?
That.
I mean, come on. That's, you know.
Well, no, I love that. But right. I'm me. I know why I love that. I don't know. I'm curious. So that's... Everybody loves that. It's universal?
I don't know. I guess so.
Okay.
Thanks okay, are you doing it? Do the 6-9 symbol.
What are you doing?
I'm doing a 6-9. Hold on. Wait.
With your fingers. Yes.
Yeah, with my fingers.
It's, that's
actually, yeah, I guess I'm doing it backwards, right? Should it be like this? Oh, whatever. Well, for God's sake. No one's even right. Watching us except us. Hello, Zoom.
Then you lost me and I'm watching it, so I don't know.
The Grammys. Oh, what time is it? I'll just give you this really quick. Urban is a word we're not going to hear anymore, or so it seems. There are a few record companies that have come out and said urban means black music. I don't know why we're so afraid to say that. The Grammys is now calling urban contemporary. That was a category of awards, and it's now progressive R&B. So it looks like. They renamed
Urban Contemporary is now Progressive R&B.
Right. There was a best urban contemporary album, and now it's going to be called Progressive R&B. And there, let's see, they sent a statement. They should highlight albums that include the more progressive elements of R&B, may include samples and elements of hip-hop, rap, dance, and electronic music. So they put a definition out there for progressive R&B, and they're dropping urban. And actually, I can't remember and I got rid of the story because I have to go through and purge. Like, it's, remember, you know how it worked? When we were using only paper, you'd wind up with this by Friday. You'd have a stack of paper that was 6 inches tall. If you didn't go, I'm never getting to this story. I'm never getting to this story.
Right.
So now my browsers get so big, so packed with stuff that the stories start to fall off one end or the other, or you even forget you have stories in there. So I definitely purged that. I want to say it was like Interscope. I don't know if that was, but the first record company that I saw, I think was Interscope. I'm not positive, but they're dropping urban. The word urban is being dropped, it seems. And let's see here. We'll leave you with this. Tool have endorsed. There's a metal band. They did a mashup of Sober with Led Zeppelin's Kashmir. And Tool.
Have you heard it yet?
I haven't. We're about to. Okay. I believe. Do you have it, Brittany?
I don't. But
oh dear. Did I not send you that? Impossible.
Yeah, I didn't see it. Did you send it to me? I don't.
I think, you know what? I think I
mom
actually.
Mom and dad are fighting now. Great.
No, stop it. You have not heard mom and dad fight. I don't know. I might have emailed it to you. We have our whole little process of sending each other things.
I don't like the process.
Oh, you don't? Well, how do you want me to do it? I'll do it the way you want. I told you that.
Let's sort this out off.
Oh, here. No. Right. We really are about to watch a fight, everyone.
There'd never be a fight about this. I want to do what he wants me to do. I thought we had it worked out, but I guess we don't. So did you find it?
Oh, yeah. There it is. Is this... Okay, I just want to make sure. This seems like both of those songs would be clean, though, right?
Sure. It's called Zober.
And Nicole's listening, so that's
yeah. Good. Nicole, right. Stay near the button.
This is a band called Spirit Machines. Tool apparently loves this.
When you said mashup, I thought it was more like Earth, Wind, and Fire mashup.
Nah, they're just. And then they go back. That's cool. It's cool. But really, it's more of like a... I guess, is that what a mashup is? Just this chunk of that song and this chunk of that song? Anyway, there you go. Tool. It's got the endorsement of Tool. They're into it. Spirit Machines. All right, Vinny, what's coming up in the news?
Weirdly, I've got fast facts that include an AC/DC song and more after these.
Killer.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.